Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And hey, we're still doing Summer of Fun. And for those of you that don't know what that means that that every week during the summer, instead of just taking a hiatus, we are picking whatever topic we want and having a discussion on that for the show. And yeah, that's it. So for the Mac Show, I believe this is going to be our last Summer of Fun for the summer, because next week on Friday, we will be doing keynote poker, because Apple has their GlowJob media event on September 9th. So we'll do our keynote poker before the event. And yeah, I called it Glow Job again, didn't I?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I don't remember that being announced.
That's not the first time I've done that.
I'm sorry.
Can you believe that I let out in public unsupervised? Can you believe that Ewan still lets me host the show for him? Oh. Just.
I mean, honestly, he probably just does it for his own amusement.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. But I tell you what, I bet Apple would have record-breaking viewer numbers if the event was called Glow Job.
Glow Time.
Low
that's
time.
That's the proper one.
I'm still going to screw it up. Just so you know, screwing it up wasn't intentional each time I've done that. It just kind of happens. And but like all of you, I'm along for the ride. I'm as surprised as you are to hear what comes out of my mouth.
Well, it's nice we're not alone, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. We're going to have a nice long weekend here in the U.S. with Labor Day coming up on Monday, and looking forward to that. And there's going to be some great weather here as well, which I'm liking. Probably about 70s, 80s Fahrenheit, which I'm not complaining one bit. But good to be here. Glad to have some fun talking, a little more summer fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that we all get to do the last Summer of Fun together. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's Summer of Fun American Edition on the British Tech Network.
Yep, American Tech Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Chuck. Speaking of America, how are you?
Well, I'm great. But it just occurred to me that ATN should come before BTN. So I don't know what relevance that has, but it made sense when I started the sentence. But other than that,
America always comes first.
Well, I was just saying it was alphabetical to try to stay a little less controversial, Ben. Other than that, I'm good, Jeff. I every time I show up here, I never know what's going to happen. It's amazing.
Same. Yeah, same.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, Captain Midwest, Ben, how are you?
Fantastic. And in typical American fashion, plus being in a industry now that doesn't do holidays, I am working for the weekend.
Song.
Because America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the third in the live chat is acting as our token Brit. So thank you. For doing
yes,
that.
We needed we needed one.
Definitely. We'll be leaning on your expertise heavily.
We will. Yes. And why? Well, it's because we have no idea what streaming services are or are not available outside the United States.
Well, third could help us.
Yeah, right. But you can get them here on BritBox, which is definitely not a sponsor.
Yeah. Right. And I'll warn you right now, Crunchyroll is a gateway drug to a BritBox subscription. Because Crunchyroll will give you part of a season or the first season in a whole series. And to translate for all the Brits, it will give you part of a series or the first series in a whole show. And if you want to watch the rest, then you have to get yourself a BritBox subscription. They're
And it
just
may be
serious
a,
like that.
yeah, it may be appropriate to say too that Jeff, you pointed out pre-show that some services have different names, different
Right.
places. So, what we refer to as Americans, what we call service A, may be service 23 somewhere else. So.
And BritBox in the UK is simply television.
Yeah, this
Yeah.
Channel 4.
Yeah. We get to pay a premium for having all the British or BBC content.
BBC,
And if you want to know why we had a revolution, it's just because of things like this.
Yes.
If the king hadn't charged us for BritBox back in the 1700s, we never would have started a revolution. I'm just watching the gears in Chuck's head right now.
And just, it's we're rewriting history as we go. This is fascinating.
The third says that they have BritBox also.
Okay.
So you're already paying for your content, and then you can get BritBox and pay for it again.
Maybe they get more stuff that they can see versus what we can see.
That could be. It's
Or
kind
it
of
may
like
just
using a
be.
VPN. When you go to Netflix, you can watch Star Trek on Netflix.
Well, keep in
Oh,
mind, I don't
right.
know what I'm talking about, but or is it possible? And third, feel free to chime in. Is it possible that they are that is like a premium thing here, like some of the pay services we have here that maybe before streaming, like I'm thinking HBO Legacy. HBO was on cable, but you had the broadcast network, and then you paid for something that at least theoretically had higher quality or things you couldn't get any other way.
It takes out the ads.
Ah,
That's
okay.
worth paying for right there. I am not a
Yeah.
fan of ad content. Yeah. Anyhow, did I say when we started that we're talking about streaming services today? If I didn't, it probably became kind of obvious based on what we're talking about. Either that or we were talking about the American Revolution.
Yeah, and Chuck's hairdo.
Right.
That come from?
It's beautiful, Chuck.
Thank you. I worked for at least 3 minutes on it this morning.
And it shows. I mean, it is chef's kiss.
Oh my God, Jeff.
Ah,
I need a
once
laugh.
again, how is it that I am allowed to run amok like
Good
this
question.
unsupervised?
I don't think it's just you, Jeff. I think we are all amok this morning.
As if that's different from any other morning. All
No.
right. So yes, we're talking about streaming services, and so someone brought up the whole VPN thing, so
I
we
did.
should hit that right away because that's like the ultimate streaming viewer hack right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I should start by saying, as of now, excuse me, no VPNs are sponsoring the show, but you can be, and we could add more breaks in.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. So for those of you that don't know, a lot of VPN services will work if you to let you watch content outside of the region you're in, if you choose a server through the service that's in the country where you want to watch content. So, for example, if I wanted to see Netflix content that is not available in the US but is in the UK, then I could fire up my VPN and select a VPN server in the UK. And now it appears that my location is in the UK. And now content's available. There's kind of a cat and mouse thing with that, though, because different services try different things to keep people from doing that. Not all VPNs will actually support letting you do that. So you end up having to do a little research and then continue to be creative so that you can, in fact, continue to watch the content in the region where it's available.
Yeah, go with a reputable VPN service. You know, like I have Surfshark and it seems to work pretty well for me. I know probably Chuck and many others have ExpressVPN. That one also is very very good, and they have a lot of servers and they're moving around. So but as long as you have a reputable VPN, some of these small ones, well, you have TunnelBear, I know about Jeff, and that one is good as well. But if you, I know a lot of people think free VPN is a good thing to do. Eh, not really. For this purpose, especially because they don't have access to a lot of these servers, that because servers are switching around all the time, and then these services like Netflix catch wind of it, and then they say, oh, that's not a server we're going to support. So then it basically makes you look like it blocks it, and then sees that you're in the US, and then that's it. You're not going to have access to the UK content.
And at the risk of sounding like we're lecturing, at the end of the day, somebody is at the endpoint of that traffic. It may be located somewhere else, or it may be located down the street, but somebody, and so that's why you don't just say, oh, any old VPN, because the thing, exactly the thing you're trying to prevent maybe your local provider from seeing or someone from seeing is going to be seen by someone. It just becomes an issue of, are you comfortable with that individual or that organization seeing it? And what are their records retention? And we're not talking about doing anything nefarious here. That's not what this is about. It's just a matter of, we all say, oh, use a VPN to be more secure. Well, if you pick really a wrong VPN, maybe then somebody is sucking even more information out of what you're doing than your local people. So just be aware.
And you may not even actually be getting a VPN service out of that. You're just funneling all your traffic in the clear into someone else's server.
Which they
Now,
want.
yeah, so here's another thing you can do. If you have a very tech savvy friend that you trust, and they live in the country where you want to be able to access content, have them set up their own VPN. And then you VPN in through them, and it's their own computer in that country. And I do know some people that have done this, but it's always a situation where they personally know the person that they are setting this up with. Oftentimes it's a reciprocal thing. They each set up a VPN so that they can get content in each other's country, and it's a situation where there's a very high level of trust. I wouldn't do this with just like some random person you meet online and they say, oh no, we've been chatting for 20 minutes on Facebook, so we're like old friends now. Here, I've got my own VPN. You can use that to get into everything. Don't do that. No. Okay, so streaming service. Is there any service that, and now granted, I realize the question I'm asking, we can live without every streaming service, but is there any streaming service you can't live without?
Apple TV Plus, I think, is one of them. I mean, I think that the content has been we've talked about in all our shows here. It's a amazing streaming service. The content has gotten better and better every day. I think we need to go down the road of what that is. We know, based on what this topic's going to be, but I think that's one of them. But It's interesting to know you go through some of these services, even the free stuff. You know, there's some free services that are out there that are pretty valuable too. Yeah, and if you like, if you're okay with dealing with ads, it is what it is. But I think that's one that kind of sticks out with me is starting off with Apple TV Plus. I'm looking at my Apple TV here right now, and like my main row of what I look at every day. I'm a subscriber to YouTube TV. I have Apple TV Plus, Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, and Paramount Plus. Those are the on the top bar of my menu, and those are all services I go to, you know, pretty consistently because there's so much great content on all those services. But I think Apple TV Plus really does stand out. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, Agreed.
oh, go ahead, Chuck.
Well, just I will agree with Dave on Apple TV Plus. It's that Apple TV Plus does not Apple and Apple TV Plus do not do a great job of promoting a lot of their shows, and there's so much great quality content. And I admit there are shows that I've been sucked into that I would, because friends have kind of borderline insisted or threatened me if I didn't at least watch an episode or two. And you realize that this is really good. It's not something that I would have picked necessarily from based on what I knew about it, but there's so many things out there for you to try on that service that it's a terrific value for the money.
I'm with you on Apple TV Plus, and to my surprise, one of the other services that I just have to keep all the time is Disney. And I wasn't expecting that when I was signing up for all the various services, but like occasionally I'll get in a mood where there's some Marvel content that I want to watch. Well, it's all there. But the big thing for me is that that's where you get the whole Star Wars library. And I am a huge fan of Star Wars Clone Wars and Bad Batch and Rebels. And I will actually rewatch those series like on a regular basis. And there will be times like when I'm working, I can't have that on because I can't have the dialogue happening and still focus on what I need to do. But if I'm not actually working, there'll be times where I will turn on one of the series and let it play episodes for me while I'm doing other things, you know, making dinner or whatever. And yeah, it's D Disney Channel is like a comfort food for me.
And I do have to say that brings me to kind of another point with it. Disney Plus is not Disney's only service. They also have Hulu, which is pretty much at this point the remnants of the old 20th Century Fox, or as I like to call it, adult Disney.
Hey, Deadpool's on Disney now, so Disney is adult Disney now too.
And they also have which just came out, a bundle they have done with Warner Brothers Discovery, where you can get Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. God, I still hate that name, with ads for $16.99.
Yeah, if you're fine with ads, that's a pretty good deal.
And I mean there are other bundles available. Like I know there's one that includes Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus, Paramount Plus, and I forget what else.
Showtime, I believe.
Yes, which is owned by
Well,
Paramount.
it's Paramount Plus. Yeah, this Showtime.
But I mean it all the getting all these things is too expensive on its own. But if there might be some deals available if you know to where to look.
I'll
Been
oh
not
okay.
oh no go Dave, sorry.
Well, I just wanted to add on Disney Plus, the biggest trend I'm starting to see now is there was always individual apps for all different networks, like ABC and FX Now, Freeform, National Geographic Channel. All that stuff was great in the time, but it got so insanely confusing. Why do you want to have like 10 or 15 different apps to go to watch content? Mm-hmm. Well, now what Disney's already doing this because they own all those networks, they're shutting them all down, including ABC, the television network in the U.S. That app's going to go away as well. So they're working on doing a major revamping of the Disney Plus app. They've already integrated Hulu, like you said, into Disney Plus. I used to have a separate Hulu account. Well, I got rid of it, and now I have Hulu as part of my Disney Plus app. So I can go one app and be able to get to all the content. The Bear is a big show that everybody was watching. I wanted to be able to go there, and then Murders in the Building and a lot of other great content from Hulu. So you have all that content there as well, but you're starting to see this trend too. I mean, right now there's been a rumor that Freevee, which is the free service from Amazon, that is that I enjoy watching some of the shows on there. It's free ad supported network there, which is great. Amazon may be doing like they've done in the past, where they've already added ads to the Prime Video. I know Jeff and I have had plenty of conversations that we're reluctantly paying that $3 a month to not have ads in Prime anymore. And I just did it after I realized, oh God, this is horrible. But what's happening is a lot of these free networks potentially, I think Amazon's starting to analyze, okay, is this a moneymaker? Because it might not be. They might be losing a lot of money. And they even have they even have original content on Freevee, something like Judge Judy was always a very popular show for a lot of people. Her Judy Justice show is on there. There's so many people watching that show these days because she's very popular. So you're starting to see them go on to those types of services. But what is Amazon going to do? Are they going to merge it into just call it Prime Channels? Because there was some people noticing that they've renamed a lot of their Freevee channels in the Prime service called Prime Channels. Mm-hmm. So is that kind of a thing that's going to happen? So you're definitely going to see a lot of these changes and trends with that. Pluto TV was another one with the free services. You've got so much content there. It's crazy how it just blows my mind how much content is on Pluto TV that you can watch, and it's absolutely free, but ad supported, of course. Well, that's part of Paramount. So Paramount Plus got sold, along with Pluto TV. So that's what interests me to talk about this today, is there's just so much change going on with TV in itself. I mean, I can go down the road to where cable TV is going, and you got Comcast and Spectrum, and a lot of the cable services are really starting to be worrying big time. They're losing subscribers like crazy. I mean, because I stopped being a Comcast customer. I just got fed up with them. And YouTube TV has been meeting my needs, and it's been working fine for what I like. I like watching local channels. That's the other big problem too, local channels for the U.S. All the four big networks want money. They want all this money. They're feeding it, and it's costing these services lots more money than it ever has in the past. Mm-hmm. Now you can get around this by getting an over-the-air antenna, but that's a pain in the butt. Do you really want that?
Not everywhere,
and you can't get it everywhere either. Depending on where you live in the U.S., of course, especially as well. So, but that's just I just looking at how fascinating this has become with this as far as that goes. I even go down the news. I enjoy watching news, and I know sometimes I shouldn't be watching news with all the politics and all the other crud that's out there. But I like watching the local news channels, local news, and they've got apps like that that are still thriving. Local Now, and there was another one called News On. Those are both two free news, and they have some channels around the U.S. that you can watch. So, because as you see, I want to get a different perspective from a different town. It's like if I want to watch the local station in Denver, in the area where Jeff is, I can see what they're talking about in Denver. I can watch Las Vegas. A lot of these channels are available and being able to watch. You never be able to do that before. In the past, you never got to be able to watch a different perspective because it's a local perspective based on that area. So that's what really fascinates me about, and why I brought up this topic, is just streaming is just changing every single day. Even if you look at the public broadcasting, PBS, how much that's starting to thrive now. They're having their own content. You have their own app, and you're able to watch a lot of that content. You have to pay for some of it. But I can go on and on. There's just so much. Go to sports, entertainment, then just I looking at my Apple TV. How much time I have in a day to watch all the stuff that's sitting here on my screen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And I mean, speaking of sports, we're quite frankly in the middle of one of the biggest chains there. Well, I should say Fubo TV is Fubo trying to stop venue. That.
Yeah. Venue.
But Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery have launched Venue, which pretty much has all the cable networks, which are mostly sports networks, right. From those brands, including ESPN, Fox Sports, TBS, and TNT.
Yep. And the problem with that is Fubo, which was the other big streaming service. I'm not a subscriber to that, but they had a lot of sports, and including like for local, for Ben and I who are Chicago Cubs fans, you know, Marquee Sports Network is available on those networks. It was interesting to see that Fubo basically cried wolf and said, "Hey, if this happens, we're going to go bankrupt. Is this fair? You're really, it's like this has a big control over all the sports, really, is what the Venue is going to be." So they filed a lawsuit with the court to put an injunction to stop it from starting, because it was going to start up actually this month, and now is stopped. And I just read the story today. This might be pushed out into the courts until next year in 2025. Yeah. So it's not happening for a while here. So we're going to be sitting with sports in the way it is now. I mean, the NFL for football in the U.S. They've really come strives with having their own app, NFL Plus, and you can have NFL Plus Premium. I subscribe to that as I'm a football fan, but it's got the Red Zone channel, which I really like, because you can, when you're on a Sunday, it's a lot of fun to be, instead of paying all this major amounts of money to YouTube TV for the Sunday ticket, which is like $400 for the season. It's crazy. But I'm fine with watching Red Zone, because it just bounces between all the different it shows every touchdown that happens, and you get to just see all the games just kind of in a quick format, as opposed to you have to pick a game to watch. You can't watch unless you want to sit and see 10 games sitting on one screen. So all the sports networks are doing, NHL is doing it for hockey, and Major League Baseball has been very, very popular with their services. And then NBA signed a big contract too for the basketball, and the WNBA, the women's, has become very popular, helps to have a new rookie, Caitlin Clark, on the Indianapolis team that helped them this year with getting a lot more attention. So sports, that's another place that's expanding as far as entertainment goes with streaming. It just, I can go on and on. It's just really fascinating where this is going compared to the boring way it's been for all those years. You got the local networks and you had your cable TV, and that was it.
Yeah.
And cable TV companies controlled everything. That's not happening anymore.
No.
All right, Dave, I have a question for you. And Ben, I'm assuming you'll be able to chime in on this also.
Yeah.
So when we were at Max Stock back in July, Brian Flanagan Arthur did a presentation on sports streaming services. And I sat there through 45 minutes just appalled at how absolutely customer unfriendly and confusing and complicated the entire thing is. I mean, it was the single most customer unfriendly service or area.
You're right.
That I have seen. It was horrible. And so I'm curious, do you, as big time sports consumers, do you see it getting any better, or is it going to stay this steaming hot mess?
I have to say, and one of the reasons I have visibly voiced my frustrations at Fubo, Venue was going to solve some of that. Granted, at a high price, but take the NFL. There are so many different ways you have to get it. Yep. Like, Me and Dave are Chicago Bears fans.
Right.
The Bears rights are held by Fox since they're in the National Football Conference. Fox had to say they had been slow to get on the digital train is saying the least. You have to have either a cable subscription or a full service digital live TV subscription, such as Fubo, YouTube TV, or DirecTV, to be able to watch Chicago Bears game. If you were like our friend from Chuck's show, Webb Bixby, he would only need to get Paramount Plus, because because the digital rights to the AFC belong to CBS, which is owned by Paramount. Yeah, so there's about a $90 difference between getting your games between the AFC and the NFC.
Wow.
And then the thing is, the NFL Plus premium is not terribly expensive for the season. I think I paid last year like $79.99, and you can watch your local games, like for you two, for the Bears. And, you know, I'm just going for markets where you guys are. You know, Jeff, you'd be able to watch the Broncos, and I think, Chuck, you'd be able to watch either Philadelphia or Pittsburgh as far as in where your area is. So it's nice with the NFL Plus Premium, because it's one place to go if you're a fan. Sunday afternoons are kind of fun. I don't do it every weekend, but I think a lot of times I do, especially we're excited about our Bears team this year because of all the changes and new players. So, I think that's the best direction if you're a football fan is that app, because it's going to make it a lot easier. And I agree with you 100%, Ben. It's just insanely confusing where to go. The problem is around the country, like Bally Sports is the other one, which is a big cluster. I mean, that whole network, I mean, it's been going bankrupt, and you have individual markets suffer big time because they're not getting their money, because they're supposed to be paying the major sports leagues money for having that right. And a lot of them are shutting down. Teams are have no networks at all. So that still is kind of in a flux when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
But it's getting a little better, but there's a long way to go.
Yeah. And it gets even more confusing for Chicago sports fans.
Right.
Because there's more.
Mm-hmm. Because of course there is.
Yeah. The other four major sports teams, the other five major sports teams are divided between three options. Right now, for the White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks, they are on NBC Sports Chicago. However, there is a new, they are launching a new television network starting very soon.
Fall.
Yep. That will be available to be streamed individually. And the Chicago Cubs already have that option through Marquee Sports, which has their own streaming option. The sixth professional Chicago team, the Chicago Fire, are of course under the MLS blanket deal, which is streamed through Apple TV.
They're going to call it, it was called NBC Sports Network, NBC Sports Chicago, in the case of Chicago. It's not going to be called the Chicago Sports Network. It's going to launch in October.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the name of it here.
Well, while you're looking that up, if it's any consolation, the third is letting us know in the chat room that it's not just the U.S. that gets screwed over with all of this ridiculous sports stuff. Third says, if you want to watch NFL in the U.K., you have to subscribe to DAZN, and then you have to pay a yearly fee on top of that. So you have to subscribe. You have to pay to subscribe, and then pay because you paid to subscribe. So well done, NFL, screwing over everyone equally. Nicely done.
That's not a lot different, Jeff, though, than the by the way, I noticed that the show has now evolved into CTN, the Chicago Tech Network.
Yes.
Well, he started it. I wasn't going to go there, but I brought some nationwide to talk. That's what got you guys involved.
Yeah, but I mean, for a long time, that was sort of the NFL ticket thing, where you had to subscribe to cable, and then if you wanted this, no different than HBO in the early days. You couldn't just purchase HBO. You had to be a cable subscriber and then buy that. So, I mean, it's fascinating to sit and listen to to all you guys talk about it, because I have a passing interest in football. I couldn't care less about any other sport. Just give me the Golf Channel and I'm happy. But it's all about the money. It's all about the money and who can throw the most money at the teams, because they're the ones that are providing the content. And, you know, as long as they don't devalue their franchise, they're just going to do it. And in my humble opinion, from what I know, I think the NFL is really screwing things up, because if I'm a big enough football fan, I will pay almost anything. I'm not, so I won't. But if I were, and yet, at least the last time I checked with the people that know, there is no way for me to subscribe to any service and have every football game available.
Because of blackout restrictions.
Yeah. Right. And see, and there you go. So now we have blackout. It's just this huge puzzle. And at some point, I'm shocked that, I mean, I admire you guys for having that much fandom. Because at some point, it's just like you throw up your hands and say, I'm going to go watch Star Trek.
Well, I know what channel to watch Star Trek on. Well, except for Prodigy, which is on Netflix. And, oh, crap, it's starting there, too.
Exactly, Jeff. Exactly.
Yeah. I know you're a big golf fan, Chuck. I know you're a big golf fan, Chuck. I said the Golf Channel, it's highlighting this much because my employer has a big golf tournament that's going on this week as we record this for the LPGA, the FM Championship, which is kind of really cool to see. They've never done that before. And interestingly enough, the LPGA is a ladies' professional golf tour. I didn't never see them not have it on a major network, but I think it's only going to be on the Golf Channel all weekend. It's a new tournament, of course, so they got to get some more popularity to it. But yeah, the Golf Channel's just as popular with golf. Golf has their TV rights where they show things with the PGA Tour what's the other thing they have? I forget
the Live Tour, the Live Golf Tour,
Live Tour, which is supposed to be merging. So there's another sport is still very, very, very popular. And just pointing that out too.
Yeah. And well, and what has happened to football / soccer? The third for you, football for us, soccer. But look how that's become splintered. You know, mm-hmm. Apple TV has gotten in the mix on that. They were successful in getting it there. So, you know, I mean, it's great, but there's this huge battle going on. And if you want to even pretend to try to understand it, you start with the money. Forget the team. Start with the money. And then you can start to see how it's going. But at the end of the day, and suddenly this has turned into a big sports discussion, which is a big part of streaming. But it's the same thing for all of it. You know, and Jeff, I think you were the one, maybe I'm not sure who said it, but how many hours a day do you have to spend sitting in front of a screen watching, not interacting, but watching TV, and then take a look at your budget and figure out how much of what you want to spend on that?
Well, technically, you have 24 hours that you could watch TV, but realistically, you do have to carve out time for things like sleeping.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't even know where to start, because I personally will dip in and out of services. My consistent services have been Peacock. Yeah, no, scratch that. Sorry. Apple TV Plus and Paramount for Star Trek. Other than that, now to be fair, I do have Prime, but I have it because of my Prime subscription. I'm not paying for the no commercials. So that's just sort of a bonus for that. And I'm not sure I would buy Prime just for Prime, but since it's there, yes, I use it. Right. Beyond that,
which you can.
Jeff, I think.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to point to you. I really respect the fact that you love Star Wars and Marvel enough to do the Disney subscription, because yeah, I like those too. But once I've seen them, it's going to be a while before I want to go back. And those kind of rewatches is almost like comfort food as opposed to forging new ground. And that's not just something I usually don't have time for.
No, I appreciate that. And the fact that I have my comfort food shows that I do watch a lot does play into the problem that I have with being behind on current shows that I want to watch. As an example, I still haven't finished season 3 of Ted Lasso. And it would be very easy for me to finish because each episode's what, like half an hour. So It's not like a huge time commitment each time. Yeah.
But I just said this is just fascinating to watch the where this has evolved, really. I mean, we used to TV shoot used to be simple back in the old days. Oh. And no way it's going to be anywhere near where it used to be back in those days. It just financially isn't feasible anymore.
Go ahead, Ben.
I think the reason for that is for the last 15 years or last 10 to 15 years, we have been in a flux state between where we were going, where we were with cable over coax cable,
right,
to digital. I think we're going to get to the point eventually where, again, there is just everything on one big bundle.
Yep.
But instead of being through the cable company, it's either going to be through direct or something like just foregoing the apps and just offering it through Apple TV.
Yeah. Well, Apple TV, the app itself can be an aggregator to have everything in one place for you to make it easier to view. It goes to those services. Funny you mentioned that too, is it was such the big thing, the war between cable TV and satellite TV. Well, satellite TV is kind of going the way of the past because this DirecTV in the U.S. have decided now they're going to just go all stream. It costs them too much money to have to go to everybody's house to have install a satellite dish on their roof. I mean, Dish Network, I don't know where that.
Satellites aren't cheap.
And no, I mean, the satellites themselves, they're still in use. They still have to be, but to have to go everybody's house to install. I never liked satellite TV. I always was a cable TV subscriber, but we're looking at what the business models changed with AT&T was owner of DirecTV. They finally realized, you know, they started a separate service. It was a DirecTV stream. I tried it. I didn't find it to be that great, but now they're going to make it as their own one thing. Xfinity, Comcast is doing the same thing with this Now service. They have is going to be a streaming type service where you don't even have to have cable coming into your house anymore for that. I'm luckily able to have fiber in my house and some aren't with internet. So I don't need to have a cable. I know I'm making Chuck grumpy, but for the sake of mentioning that, but that's the other thing. I don't have to have a cable in my house anymore. Just like what happened with the POTS lines, you know, with the phone service, you know, I still have all the old wiring in my house, but that stuff's all been cut off for years. I mean, we don't need that anymore. So that's, we're all here. This is going to be with internet, and that's a whole other topic, talking about internet services. I mean, just even streaming, it all melds into together with this stuff. So it just fascinates me.
Yeah. I mean, we were at a time not too long ago where you had to have a relatively heavy home-based internet connection just to be able to stream stuff.
Right.
But I mean, now you can get 5G services that are better than cable modems.
Yeah.
That you can take anywhere. So you're watching TV just at your house is a thing of the past.
Yeah, well, T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, the big three here in the U.S., They're pushing hard those services. I tried T-Mobile's 5G service. It's great and all, but unfortunately, where my house is, there's trees and lines that are here. I really couldn't get a really good signal enough that I was satisfied with the speeds. You're talking probably like 30 to 40 megabit. I mean, less than that sometimes. I'm at 1 gig here. I mean, constant. And then the other. I won't talk about the about the. Internet services, because that's going off the topic here, but because I'll tell you guys later, but the frustration, but yeah, that's where it goes, and why these streaming services are now becoming more successful, because people have faster internets.
Well, and for the various services like Dish as an example, when they go streaming, they put the burden of creating and maintaining the infrastructure on their subscribers instead of having to do it themselves.
I mean, there's, I mean, we, I didn't even touch on it. Like Sling is another service that you have that originally was like a standalone box that you could hook onto your existing internet. Well, now Sling has its own streaming service, and they're doing the same thing. They created that network of doing that. So that's another good example.
Even Plex has a streaming
Plex.
service now.
Yeah, Plex has its own channels. It has its own channels besides, everybody was, I've got a lifetime subscription for Plex for a Plex setting up. I mean, I got a Plex server. Many of us geeks have that. So, yeah, you can go and have they're adding channels all the time on Plex's TV services. They might not be the most desirable channels, but it's similar to a Pluto TV that has that service. So it's yeah, Plex is another way where you can actually do that kind of stuff too. So there's what.
And then we have the most, shall we say, democratization of TV. The fact that we're doing this. You don't like your own TV content? Go create your own, because you can relatively cheaply.
This must show you how much we really hate the content that's already there, if we're putting this out.
I'll mention a couple more free ones. Tubi is a big one now. Xumo Play is another one, and then there's this other newcomer called Zeem, Zeam. And then Tableau is another one where you could get a device
Tableau, I forgot about that.
that they're looking to expand into the same type of free services too. As I said, it just fascinates me. All this stuff is just all these companies are just starting to see. What that is, because Tableau was where you could hook an outside antenna to a device and put it on your network, because that was the big that was a big problem with all those previous services that tried to stream the over the air networks, and that got shut down quickly. Well, Tableau can do it because you're using an over the air antenna on a device that's on your network, and you can't share it over the internet. But they could. I mean, I think Tableau is probably going to look at expanding, with going beyond just that too.
One of the challenges with Tableau, because I talked to them at CES, is because they are owned by some network streamers, that kind of thing. Because I have a Tableau and I use it, and that's a
Me
whole
too.
nother whole other discussion as to how I use it. But there's no way to get your content off the Tableau. I have to be home to watch it. I can't send it across the internet in any way, shape, or form. And the only way I've ever been able to find to record anything would be to stream it to one of the apps and screen capture it. Which, if you really want to do that, you can do it. As geeks, we can figure out a way. But it's not something you're going to do for just casual watching. It's just too much trouble.
And Tableau still hasn't released an Apple TV app, which is, I find it to be insane at this point. They've been beta testing it, and it still hasn't happened.
I
You
agree,
could
Dave.
it's on an Android device or a Roku, but you can't get it on an Apple TV. And you know what? A lot of people like Apple TV, and the numbers might not prove that, because Roku is so popular is because of the fact that it's cheap. You could buy a $30 Roku device, and we were talking about Roku pre-show, and there's where how you consume your content is the other challenge you have. What device do you get? You have basically the big three: Amazon's Fire TV, Roku, and Apple TV. I'm sure there's others, but then you have the like we talked about with Comcast Now and some of those other streaming services. They have their own little boxes, so.
Yep. Last time I was a Comcast subscriber, they and I had just their internet service. They sent me out this little box. It was their streaming box. And because I had just internet, I didn't have just internet. It included their streaming service. So they wanted me to set up this little box so I could watch TV. And I'm like, well, can I just send it back? Well, no. You have to have the box, even if you don't connect it.
I think they've changed that now. You don't have to have that box anymore.
Yeah, that's good. But I don't have to have Comcast anymore because I'm
using broadband.
Exactly. It's just so much better.
What I love is, because I've taken boxes back to Comcast and or Xfinity, I guess now. And, you know, well, they look at you like you have two heads, like, well, you mean you're going to be missing out on, you know, this, and you're going to miss that, and you're not going to be able to watch this? And it's like, yeah, right. And it's, well, how are you going to exist without our service? And it's like, I'll find a way. Thank you.
They've changed. I just went into this store recently, and I had a better reason because they were selling a house, long story. But yeah, I just went in there and said, yeah, we're going to drop all TV services. And they just took the boxes and said, okay, bye. Good. So I think they finally realized it, because subscribers are canceling in hundreds of thousands for Xfinity, that they just need to deal with that.
Yeah. And if you live in an area like I do, where you do have municipal broadband, when you take your stuff into the Xfinity, Comcast, whatever office and or store and say, I'm canceling my service, I'm giving back all my stuff, they don't even try and argue here because
they know better.
They get it.
But you know, you dealt with them over the phone, and they just they're relentless.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. Absolutely.
Let me send you to the retention department.
Yeah. Oh God, it sucked. I prefer happy experiences, much like you get with TSO hosts.
Yes.
And what is it that TSO host does? I will tell you. They offer web hosting services, and they help you buy domain names, and they do all the stuff that you need to be able to have a great online experience or internet experience. And they're taking what they do, and they're saying, hey, all of you at the British Tech Network, we love what you're doing and we want to support you. So here, you can have the bandwidth you need to live stream shows every week. You can have the hosting space for your website. You can have the server space to hold all the show recordings so that people can watch or listen anytime they want. And without their help, we would not be able to do what we do. Their support allows us to be able to do this. The resources that it takes to bring all this together, it's pretty hardcore. And they're just saying, no problem, here, have it all. We are here to support you. And that's how they're giving back to the community. So we really appreciate what TSO Host is doing for us. And so when I say thank you, TSO Host, I'm not just saying it. I really mean it. Thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting us. And I would love it if everyone would just hop out onto their favorite social media and tell TSO Host that they appreciate that they're supporting the British Tech Network also. Just go give them an online thank you for supporting BTN. It's super easy to do. It doesn't take any time at all, but it's a really great way to let them know that what they're doing is appreciated. So please go do that. And thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting us. Now, if by chance you have found a domain name that you need and you're thinking, holy crap, I need to buy this now, why not use TSO Host to make that happen? Because they do offer really good pricing, and they make it easy for you to get that domain into your cart. But be sure to add the discount code BTN20. That way you get an extra 20% off. So they're taking a great deal and making it even better just because you are part of the BTN family. So thank you again, TSO hosts. All right. Now, here's the part that actually doesn't hurt anymore when I do it. And that's because Patrice, who's not here with us today, totally modernized our live stream and live chat system. So when you go to live.britishtechnetwork.com to watch the live stream, you see that, but you also get the live chat in the same window. You don't have to do any extra apps, log into other stuff, any of that. You're just in. And so you can watch and participate with us in real time, just like the third has been doing today. And excuse me, if we have links for anything, we toss those in there too. So you have access to all of that. And it's great. But what happens when you're watching or listening to the shows later on, and you still want to be able to see what's happened in the live chat? You can do that. So what you do is go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and you'll see a calendar there. And click on the date for today. And today is Friday, August 30th. 2024, and when you click on that, you'll see the whole live chat saved there for you, so you can see the conversations and the links and all of that. Super easy to do. So, hey, Patrice, thank you for getting us all up modernized and using tools that are easier for everyone. You rock. Okay, so with that, I think it's time to wrap up. So thank you to all of you for being here. But before we go, I want to know where everyone can find all of you. So Ben, why don't you tell us where people can find you?
You can find me on at Ben Rathig on social media. Thursdays or Tuesdays, you can find me on Mac Voices of Chuck Joyner. Thursdays on In Touch with iOS of Dave Ginsberg. And Thursday and Friday here in the British Tech Network, subject to work schedule.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Ben. And I feel like we don't get to hang out as often as we should, so that makes today a special treat. And speaking of special treats, Chuck, where can people find you?
You can find me at macvoices.com. That's where I talk to lots of interesting people, including everybody here on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at youtube.com/macvoicesTV. And also you can find me on the socials as at Chuck Joyner. And I do want to point out, Jeff, that, you know, for Ben and Dave both, that through TSO hosts, they could buy the chicagosportsnetwork.com right now.
Oh, someone should do that.
Yes.
Just saying. I don't know what they called it. Of course, it's too small, but go ahead. Sorry. I have to look at this.
Dave's plotting already.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's an investment right there.
They use the domain chsn.com, Chicago Sports Network.
Well, they missed out on an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. I'm on YouTube channel, youtube.com/intouchwithios. We had a great show this past week. By the time you hear this, you're going to be able to hear it. Especially talked about Mac stock and the digital pass is going to be available. It is available, I should say.
Nice.
And you can also find me on Mastodon at DaveG65 at mastodon.com.
Awesome. All right, then for me on social media, I'm Jay Gamet pretty much everywhere, and I'm active right now on Mastodon and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck's Mac Voices Live, then Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS, then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show, Brian Chaffin and I do Context Machine, and Patrice Brendamore and I do Retro Rewatch. And with that, hey, thank you to well, all three of you, Ben had to drop off real quick, but thank you to all three of you for being here today and making my Friday morning just so much fun. And also for validating why it's just not worth it for me to try to get into spectator sports because I don't have time for the flow charts and spreadsheets just to figure out what to watch.
That's right. Hopefully we solved it a little bit tonight.
Yeah. I guess the solution is just watch golf.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Or go and play golf.
Yeah. I want golf to become a full contact sport. I think that would make it a lot of fun.
I watched Happy Gilmore. I saw full contact
other day. How do you know it's not, Jeff? It just depends on how you play it.
All right. Well, then, Chuck, maybe we should go play together.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Bring your bike guard. Yeah.
Time to go.
Everyone that's watching and listening live, thank you for being here. You are all awesome and clearly incredibly patient and tolerant. Everyone that watches or listens to the shows later, thank you for being here as well. I'm glad all of you are part of the BTN family. And hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And TSO hosts, thank you for being here to support us. Please go give them some online love. And now we've hit the part where I say, wow, this has been so much fun. So please, everyone come join us next Thursday for the big show. And then again, next Friday for the Mac show. And all of you have an awesome weekend.